the trailer still parked in the lot. But this time, something is missing. Polly Rankin's blue Thunderbird.
Who's Polly Rankin again? Oh, yeah. He's the guy who sold tickets to see Zachary Beaver. Now his car, the blue Thunderbird, is missing. But Zachary's trailer is still there. I wonder what's going on. We're near the top of page 35, where it says, Cal and I stop pedaling.
Cal and I stop pedaling at the same time and stare at the trailer. Maybe they went to another town to eat, I say. Do you think he's still there? Cal asks. I mean the fat kid? Nah, I say, but I wonder too. Come on, it's too hot to stay out here. We park our bikes on the sidewalk and head inside. The Bowl-O-Rama smells of sweaty feet and cigarettes, but it's the coldest place in town. Today the air conditioner is cranked so high, goosebumps pop out on my arms. Two of the six lanes broke last summer, but Ferris hasn't bothered to have them fixed. Ferris leans against the counter where the bowling shoes are kept, rubbing his long Elvis sideburns. With his shirt sleeves rolled up, his two tattoos are visible. One is an anchor, the other a hula girl. He said he got them the night he met Jim Beam. Cal thought he was talking about a real person until I explained that Jim Beam was whiskey and Ferris was drunk as a skunk when he got the tattoos. That was before Ferris met Jesus and got religion. Ferris is staring out the window, and it takes a